Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Suzanne Palmisano, the COO and founder of Diesel Jack Media. Diesel Jack Media is a marketing and advertising firm based in Durham, North Carolina. Diesel Jack Media provides marketing and advertising to a range of small to mid-size companies. And Suzanne, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're most welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So you created Diesel Jack Media with your husband, Nick Palmisano. We talked to him a few days ago. Tell us briefly, what is Diesel Jack Media and why did you create a venture with your partner?
Well, I mean, Diesel Jack Media is a customizable marketing solution for all types of companies and brands. Our clients are all at different stages of growth, and we like to work with them to get them to the next step, to help them grow further. And then, you know, we could develop a brand awareness campaign with a video, supporting advertising, that could be collaborating on a product development, or it could be creating a virtual event. The whole point is that it's customizable to that client. And that because Diesel Jack kind of came about out of frustration from working with other agencies. We've got an apparel brand that's 13 years old. So we've lived that side of it. We've been the client. So we know the ups and downs of working with an agency that is just, they're giving you the cookie cutter response that they give to everybody. There's nothing personal. So we, you know, we have a passion for creating content as well. We kind of put them both together and thought, this is just a natural progression.
Why not? That would be my question. Why not? And it's pretty awesome to see how it all came together for you both. Your awesome stuff. Now, how is it different working alongside your partner in business versus home life?
So I can imagine a lot of people are like, oh my God, I can never imagine doing that. That's like the worst idea. But for us, it's just like a really natural thing. We've done it since we've been together, you know, with our other brand, and we are just naturally creative people. We appreciate each other's opinions and feedback, and, you know, we take that into the home life. You know, we can be making dinner, talking about a client, like, what's the next thing we can do for this client? So for us, it's just a natural conversation, and we respect each other's, like I said, we respect each other's opinions and each other's space. And of course, me being me, I'm always right. So he has to go along with that.
Hey, you got that right. And that's certainly a great bonus and advantage for you as well. Do you ever feel it's an advantage or, excuse me, a disadvantage as a woman working in advertising and marketing in a men-dominated field? Talk to us about that.
So I think I've been extremely lucky. I've been in marketing and advertising for over 15 years, both here and in the UK. And, you know, I don't really have any horror stories that you know, is quite common. I have occasionally experienced the, you know, pat on the head, well done, little lady responses. But I think that's for women in general across all vocations. I've been across the board accepted, you know, for my role. People listen to my opinion. I think there has been occasions where my presence has had to be validated by my founders, you know, Nick and Albert. So, you know, that is recognizable. And I've also had to occasionally do the, you know, excuse me, I wasn't finished, you know, while I've been cut off talking. But again, I think that's a general woman in the workplace, you know, experience as opposed to, you know, just in marketing. So I think I've been very lucky in that regard.
Certainly do appreciate your input on that from a personal perspective as well. Today, we're joined by Suzanne Palmisano, the COO and founder of Diesel Jack Media, marketing and advertising firm based in Durham, North Carolina, that provides marketing and advertising to a range of small to mid-sized companies. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the business end of things, talk to us about your approach and strategy for a typical client, and how do you come up with some of these amazing, funny, and well-done campaigns?
Yeah, so, you know, each client is different, and that's what we set out to do, is, like, approach each client differently. So, you know, each time we have a new client come on, it's kind of like a different approach and a different strategy depending on who they are and what they do. But most of the time we sit down, we have a dedicated team for each specialist area of marketing. So we have like the ads team, the Facebook ads team, and that little team will go away and focus on this client. So, okay, where can we make the changes? What can we do here? And then we have like the creative team, which gets cracking on the strong brand content campaign. And this is the bit that's really fun. And, you know, we're a very open organization. We welcome creative ideas from all our employees. So we get together, you know, right now a lot of it is virtual, but usually we would sit in the boardroom and we would just hash out ideas, you know, brainstorming these ridiculous things on a whiteboard. And then we present it to the client. You know, we'll give them three, you know, ranges of like, okay, this is like a standard video, but then to the extreme of ridiculousness. And the funny thing is, it's normally the ridiculous ones that win out. We've filmed in light aircraft with toilet paper strung out of it. We've filmed ninjas in the street. We've had giant glitter wars. Yeah, we're up for anything at this point.
Certainly sounds like you all are a very creative bunch, and that's always another added bonus. Now, Suzanne, to date, which client campaign has been your biggest success? Talk to us about that.
Oh, crikey. That's a tough one. And it's tough, I think, because our clients are so different. We've got one client called Mission 60, and they were, before the pandemic hit, they were a in-person consulting firm. And, you know, they would run large events. So they really had to pivot fast. And, they came to us needing help with marketing. And we helped them market their really successful masterclass, which is like an online class that can be done either personally or it can be, you know, provided for businesses to like really reach out to their members. And they also launched a deliberate discomfort challenge, which is it's more than a fitness challenge. It's like a lifestyle change. You know, you've got a fitness element, you've got a book reading element, you've got reaching out to past friends you've not been in touch with, there's some meditation in there, and that's been like wildly successful for them. You know, they literally launch a new challenge every 2 weeks with, you know, like 30 to 40 people in it, and there's this online component, so it's building a whole community. So that's been really successful for them. And then we've got Be Fresh, which is like a fun brand. It's like a surfy kind of beach brand, but also mountain brand. They had another agency last year. And their sales were just declining. So they hopped over to us and within the first 30 days had their best month ever. So we really keyed in to what needed to be changed for them. One of my favorite ones, Rakkasan Tea, because I love tea, of course. They are a really interesting company. They work with post-conflict countries. So the tea is like from like really random places, volcanic dirt tea and, you know, tea from Rwanda. And so it's really unique. And we managed to, the big word, quintuple their sales with a unique advertising campaign. And that allowed them to move into a 300 square foot office. So now they have a storefront, and they've gone, you know, which is different for us. Normally we're taking, you know, bricks and mortar companies and turning them into e-commerce, but we did it the other way around and they've had huge success.
Now that's quite amazing, and really appreciate your sharing some of the details on one of those successful campaigns that you have experienced with one of your clients. Now, in closing, where do you see Diesel Jack Media, say, 5 years from now?
Wow, 5 years. Well, you know, we've grown rapidly just in the year of being around. We, you know, February was our year anniversary, and we're just exploding right now. So in 5 years, one thing about us, about Nick, about Albert, about I, we really have a soft spot for small businesses, and we know what it takes to get going and get these things moving. So one of our goals is to be able to offer investments of capital to our clients in order to help them grow, because we know, you know, that initial investment is really hard to find. And then from, you know, a creative standpoint, we're just passionate about creating anything. So, you know, long-term goal would be movies, making independent movies. You know, we've already got some documentaries in our back pocket, and we've, you know, got a history of making movies. So that's like the fun element. And then from an employer position, just even this year, our goal is to get our employees up to a 70K salary by the end of year. So, you know, investing in our workforce is really important to us. So in 5 years, it's going to be really interesting to see where that's grown to.
Well, you've seen such success in such a short time. I can't imagine where 5 years will take you. Really appreciate, Suzanne, you're joining us here today on behalf of Diesel Jack Media. If listeners wanted to be in touch or to get further information online, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so we've got a great website, and it really gives you an insight into who we are. So go check out dieseljackmedia.com. There's a contact form on there for us, and you can reach out and we'll be in touch.
And of course, that certainly works well. Again, Suzanne, all the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you, Eric.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Suzanne Palmisano, the COO and founder of Diesel Jack Media, a marketing and advertising firm based in Durham, North Carolina, that provides marketing and advertising to a range of small to mid-sized companies. And once again, for more information and for contact, visit dieseljackmedia.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.